Hello and welcome to this edition of the ANF podcast with me, Scott Cassinvenny.
And me, Al Coates. And
Hello, Al Coates.
And today we had a podcast planned, but we had a little chat, didn't we?
We did, yeah. We had a rather banter-tastic podcast.
Frivolous.
Recorded, yeah.
Yeah.
And we just thought maybe given the last 24 hours, well, it'll be 48 hours time this goes out, but it might not be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like she listens to the podcast.
No, clearly not.
Queen Elizabeth II. We thought it might be an idea just to kind of tone it down a little bit and maybe just record an unnumbered and unnamed edition just for this week.
Yes. I mean, I'm not a massive royalist, I'll be honest with you. That said, I've been finding myself quite moved by the whole experience.
I know. And do you know, it's interesting because I'm exactly the same. I'm not a massive royalist. I've met the royals like you have, which I'm sure we'll come on to talk about in a minute. But I do feel like they are a part of our lives. Do you know what I mean? And whether you're a royalist or not, actually, I mean, you know, living where I live, it's been an interesting 24 hours on social media and the like. The block button has to be used a couple of times. Do you know what? They were a part of my life. They were a part of my parents' life. They were a part of my grandparents' life. And I think that, you know, somebody who commit and, you know, she committed her life to service, serving her, you know, subjects and what have you. And she did it. And, you know, to be 96 years old and still doing the job 2 days before she died when she invited the new prime minister to form a government, that's...
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm not going to be here when I'm 96. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I certainly won't be working 2 days before I die.
Good. It's odd because I did some training today and I've been, I did two sets of training with the same organization, but at different places. And it's just palpable. A lot of people are going, I didn't think I was bothered.
Yeah.
But I am.
Yeah.
It in some ways the Queen's been like wallpaper for our entire lives, and then you know I was on the way. I was like going, oh, but then money will have to change, and you know in the UK money will have to change, and post boxes and letters from the Majesty's government, and people. I was talking to people with prison service and going, oh, no one's serving at Her Majesty's pleasure; it's His Majesty's pleasure, and it's like everyone's like, oh, everything's changing.
Yeah, I know. And that is interesting because my cousin in Canada, that was his first question, because obviously the Queen's head is on all Canadian money. And the question was, wow, what's going to happen to that? And then I saw something similar about the passport office because it's Her Majesty's passport office, isn't it?
Of course, yeah. It's called.
And how does that work? So it's a bizarre.
Really odd. I was also conscious as well that, bringing it back to the subject matter, you know, but fostering children with difficult experiences. I think that I'm conscious that it's a really peculiar time where everyone is with the level of grief. And, you know, our children have experienced complex experiences of separation and loss. And I just thought, I was sort of mindful of checking in with my little ones, my big ones, they're on their own. That's terrible, isn't it? We've made that clear division. If you're over 18, now you're on your own with your own emotional welfare. But my 10-year-old, 11-year-old, just kind of, checking in and going, you know, this is a big deal for her. And as she got into the school assembly this morning, and they had a full assembly all morning. And then someone dobbed her into the teacher and said, oh, she's met the Queen. And so bless her, Shania hates any sort of attention, but had to kind of fess up to having gone to Buckingham Palace and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, dear. Oh no.
I did see what you did.
That must have, I mean, yeah, for if you, I think if you've met the Queen as well, that's probably a little bit more kind of means something, doesn't it? Rather than not. And I certainly, I've got, out of my three, only one of them is really actually anywhere near bothered. But I think the other two are more kind of just not letting, because they struggle to show that kind of emotion.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, from one of us. Well, she's dead. What do you want me to say? You know, as we're watching the television and watching repeats of the interviews that they've been doing for the last 24 hours and stuff like that.
So but it's a callousness of youth as well, isn't it? You know, I mean,
well, it is exactly. So anyway, Al, onto your story, because you've met the Queen as well, didn't you?
Well, it's odd because on my training, you know, I feel that I have a very complicated relationship with my MBE. And so on my training, I often, depending who I'm doing it for, I'll put MBE on. And then I put my slides up this morning and someone went, oh, does that mean you met the Queen? And I went, yeah, it does. And so I told the story. But for me, the first thing is when you get to the palace for your MBE, you don't know who's going to give it to you. So it could be, you know, it could be the janitor. It could be a minor royal. It could be Prince Harry. It could be at the time it was Prince Harry. And so it was the Queen. And I have to confess that I thought, I'm just actually made up, as much as I feel complicated around the whole thing, really pleased it was the Queen. So, and I was thinking about it today and people were saying, well, what was it like? And I said, well, it was really odd in the sense it was an incredibly formal environment, but really relaxed. And I was thinking today that can't not be by accident that Queen set that tone, that actually it was really good fun. And as much as it was incredibly choreographed, you know, they separated the families. And even that, I rang them up and I said, oh, I've got more kids than you're allowed to have tickets for. And they went, not even a problem. Just bring them.
I remember.
Well, not just bring them. Yeah. Give us the names. Don't just bring them. Could be anyone. deadly assassins that they are. And then they separated families from the people who are getting awards. And we were all having a right laugh. And it was like a comedy show. These people in uniforms with braids and, you know, pointy hats and all sorts of kind of just putting us at ease, taking us away, getting us ready, giving us the instructions. And, you know, you had to walk forward 3 steps, turn sideways 3 steps. You had to bow. You weren't allowed to ask any questions, but you're allowed to answer any questions. You had to say Your Majesty for your first answer and then Ma'am after that. And you literally, all I could think was, don't mess up, don't mess up, don't mess up. This is, you know, this is your moment. And so I got up and I did my thing and she went, I'll not do it. She said, is it appropriate to do an impression of the Queen at this point?
Don't do it.
No, we started very somber and now we've gone back to idiots, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly.
And she just said, do children still need adopting? And I went, yes. And you know, I can't remember what I even said to her because I was just so like, don't say the wrong thing. Don't speak. Yeah. and so I think I said, yes, they do. And, you know, and she went,
and you're on the world mission to have as many as possible.
Yeah, well, there's lots of burly Gurkhas looking at me as if to say, you say the wrong word, mate, and I'm gutting you like a fish right here. You were watched like, there was like some men as if to say, you even cough towards the Queen and you're having it. And then she pinned the thing on my chest and you take 3 steps back and you're off and it was gone. And that was it was just a fantastic day and really good. Yeah. We went to the garden party as well.
You did, I remember that as well, yeah. You've been many places.
Yes, and Paula was made up about that. And then Shania said to me after the MB, she went, seriously, Dad, I hope you don't get any more because that was so boring.
She said, mind you, what was she, 7, 8 at the time?
Yeah, she will have been. Well, I think she was 6, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her heart. So that's my story. I mean, it is an interesting time.
What, you met her, didn't you? And you had that kind of one-to-one, even if it was just one question, you had a one-to-one kind of conversation with.
Yeah.
That's with you forevermore.
It is, and we've got on the wall, I've got you get an A5 parchment with, not A5, sorry, A3, not A2, sorry, A2 parchment. And it's got a signature on, it's got Phil's signature on up on the wall. My mother was like a dog with two tails. I've got me gong. Yeah. So yeah, I think that it is peculiar and I think it is a really odd time. Like driving down the roads, all of the billboards are all got the black with the Queen's crest, the Queen's crown on and ER.
Yeah. I mean,
hey-ho.
In some ways, I mean, you know, it's a little bit different here because obviously Ireland and the UK have a different relationship, shall we say, and, you know, not living just in the country. I'm not seeing any of this. I only see what I see on Twitter and on the news and stuff. And it's you know, it's, there's been some, you know, politically, there's been some, I mean, from around the world, not just in Ireland, but, you know, from places that you wouldn't expect, some really nice kind of messages and stuff. And I think that, like I say, politically here, there's a sense of kind of loss and the French was the president.
Oh yeah,
Macron. He was quite with his words, and he said, you know, to us it's our queen, but to them it's the queen. Which, you know, if you think about it, there's more than one queen in the world, but for her to be referred to as the queen is just, you know, that just shows what 70 years of you know. Yeah. Service does, and in terms of respect. So, you know,
yeah. If you strip everything away, she was a woman who gave, you know, yeah, she may have never worried about the heating bill, you know, yeah. Or, but in her 80s, she's giving 350 days a year or 350 appointments a day. And, you know, I'm someone who struggles to go out to a work's do that I promised to 3 weeks ago, you know, and I feel begrudgingly, but she's doing nearly one a day.
The smile on her face.
Absolutely. So I think we can be proud. I feel an immeasurable sense of proud to be English at this moment. I can say English, can I? Yep. Head of state. And
you can say what you want.
I can, yeah. Though I wouldn't consider myself a royalist at all. So that's very odd.
And I'm the same. And I was watching earlier the numbers of people at Buckingham Palace and various different places. And I'm thinking those people are true royalists. I think there's three kind of camps in my view. There's royalists, there's Republican, and then there's kind of us in the middle who actually respect what they stand for in some ways, but we could live with them or we could live, you know, do you know what I mean? It's that kind of situation. Like we're not bothered whether they exist or not, but we're not kind of against them. So, you know, that's kind of where we sit with it. So
I think basically the message is that thank you for listening. Anyway, we just thought we'd put this out because it just feels odd to have our normal sort of light, frivolous, flippant. And it was a podcast where we were going to talk about some future development stuff, which can wait.
The obvious one is we even did it at the beginning, so we've renamed ourselves. We've not rebranded as such. We've just shortened the name to the ANF podcast.
Yeah.
Covering the range of kind of I can't remember how it's worded now. It's not tripping off the tongue yet.
But that'll unravel over the next few months and I guess we're going to be pushing the conference. We've got a great lineup. I guess is it appropriate to talk about the conference here?
Not really, but you know, you started so you can finish.
So we've got a great lineup of people. We've got Angela Fraser-Wicks, who can talk about the experience of birth families and maintaining links. We've got Sarah Johal, who's the lead for the RAAs. We've got Beth Neal coming on, which is fantastic. We've got the good Mrs. Coates coming on, which is equally fantastic. I can't think of who else we've got on. We've got Dawn Harker. Of course, bloody hell, stupid man.
How could you forget Dawn?
And the common thread is we're talking about the maintaining links and what that looks like when it goes well, less so well, what's hard, what's easy, what's the research, what's the policy, what's the practice, what's the lived experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tip your waiter, rate and review us on iTunes, do what you need to do. And I just hope everyone has a really safe week and we'll be back. Normal service will resume shortly.
We will. And for anybody who has managed to do anything for World FASD Awareness Day, which is today that we're recording, I think it's been a bit tricky in the UK to do anything about it because...
Yeah, it's been complicated.
It's been different. But other areas around the world have still been cracking on with it. It has been a very busy day. And it's been great to see in Ireland specifically... massive coverage of it this week, which we are really pleased to have been a part of, because last year there was very little. So really pleased to have kind of gotten that discussion out there. So just my little plug for FASD Ireland there, the team, because we are now a team of three. So
excellent, well done that man. Anyway, on that note, God bless the Queen, God bless the King,
God bless the King. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'd have to learn a new national anthem now, don't we?
I'll have to do a new podcast thing, won't we? The King's Speech.
Well, I was thinking about that. I think we might just give it a miss out of respect. I was thinking about that. It's amazing the stupid things you think about.
I won't be playing that song anymore.
No.
anyway, right. Okay. Well, look after yourself. I hope you have a great weekend. Good luck with all your FASD stuff. I know you're doing today and later over the weekend. And we'll catch up and speak to you all soon. So look after yourselves. Ta-ta.
See you, bye.